This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The shooter who killed 5 people and injured 19 others at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs in 2022 has pleaded guilty to 50 federal hate crimes. The death penalty was taken off the table in the plea deal. The shooter admitted to the hate crimes and was sentenced to 55 life terms today, but once again declined to apologize or say anything to the victims' families. He's already serving life in prison after pleading guilty to state charges last year. Parents from Poudre and Littleton school districts testified before the State Board of Education last week for tougher oversight on school buses carrying children with special needs. Taylor Unwin's nonverbal autistic child was one of 11 children abused in a bus in the Poudre district.
One child was hit so hard into the school bus window that they suffered a seizure. Another was hit in the genitals and called racist derogatory remarks.
The parents want mandatory video recording on all buses transporting students with disabilities, more transparency, and a mandate that schools can't hire people with previous child abuse convictions. Attorneys for a controversial Lakewood baker appeared before the Colorado Supreme Court today. Jack Phillips says he won't bake cakes he claims violate his Christian religious beliefs. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Phillips is no stranger to this kind of fight. He already went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court in a previous case when he refused to make wedding cakes for gay couples. This current case stems from 2017, when a customer tried to order a cake celebrating her gender transition. That customer subsequently filed a discrimination lawsuit against Phillips. His side argues he's protected by a U.S. Supreme Court ruling from last year that found business owners cannot be required to create expressive designs contrary to their beliefs. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It's just about 2:06. This is CPR News in KRCC.